Well, here we are. We're sitting in the MTP Software Studios, and that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the only source or the best source, we hope, for entrepreneurial stories. Over 6,000 guests in the last 5-6 years. And our next guest is Kate Stallings, owner of Kate Creative Media. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us about Kate Creative Media?
So we are a web design and online marketing company located in Canton. And so we can really help anyone, any type of business, at any stage of their business project for their website. So we can help them with, if they're a new business, we can help them with getting a domain, getting privacy on that domain, getting them secured, to designing a website for them and then marketing that afterwards for them. Other things that we can do for people is if they are working with a designer already and they just don't see that website going the way they hoped, if they don't see it on the timeline that they've hoped, and they're just not getting the response that they should. We work with clients like that a lot, who just are kind of confused in the process and don't understand where they should be and where their web design really is at this point. The other kind of clients that we do work with are businesses that have been around for 10, 15, even 50 years. We just did a website for a company in Norwood that's been around for over 75 years who just hasn't updated their website. It wasn't mobile friendly. It didn't have SEO. It wasn't optimized. And so we started to go in there and we just did a discovery call with them, went in and just figured out what would work for them. So we can really help anyone at any stage. It doesn't really matter, usually service-based, but that's kind of an overview as to the whole process as to what we can do for them.
How did you get into the field?
So a company, actually, their website was down. I would almost say went hacked. And they came to me and they said, oh, call Kate. So I chatted with them and I said, you know, what do you need? They said, I have no idea. I just can't get to it right now. Can you please, you know, figure out what went wrong?
What were you doing that made it so that they called you?
I wasn't doing anything. So I wasn't even in the process of it. So
did you have a background in technology or anything?
I went to school for web design and marketing. So they just said to me is, hey, you know, can you figure this out? I said, I'll take a look into it. And it sounds silly, but I just kind of got really into figuring out the process, really figuring out how to solve an issue, and really seeing a customer really be happy, a real business owner seeing, oh my God, outside of college, I was able to help someone with their site. So we did that, and then we ended up redoing their website for them. And then they said, can you do my next site for me? So I said, of course I can. So that kind of escalated. And you know, I started doing pro bono work outside of college, and you know, we were doing pro bono work for organizations in Hawaii, organizations in New York, organizations in Florida. And that kind of grew, and I figured out what these organizations and businesses needed and all kind of similar pain points between all of them. And it really, I started to understand as to they're not much different. The service is not where it should be, and the quality of the content being produced, meaning the website, is not where it should be either. So I saw those two little, you know, kind of open spaces there where I could say is I could do really good with customer service and really good with a finished product that's on time, modern, and on trend with where Google, Bing, Yahoo would like to see a website kind of come into play. So that kind of gives customers a really good idea as to where I come from. So the IT background, the website, and then the marketing kind of all fell into play. But I really loved seeing the customer's reaction when they said, oh my God, you saved me so much time. And kind of continuing from that.
You know, a lot of companies that we deal with in my consulting firm are frustrated with web designers.
Yes.
There are a lot out there. A lot of people say they can do things, but then they have trouble making deadlines, getting things done, functionality. How do you address those, let's say, industry feedback? I'll make it generic.
Right. Well, I look at... I ask them and saying, have you worked with someone before? That's kind of one of the first questions that I ask someone who comes to me, because we get a lot of referrals, which is great. We don't even pick up the phone. We don't even do cold calling because it's just that consistent. And I say to them, have you worked with someone in the past? And they say, yes, and fill in the blank. Again, it was kind of a whole myriad of just trouble things that they had to figure out. And I kind of say to them, all right, well, you know, with me is if you want to contact a previous client, pick any Google review. Pick, you know, I will give you someone in your business category, plumber, contractor, you name it, roofer. Here's their number. If you want to give them a call, ask them. You don't even say that I told you to call. Just ask them and just say, how did it work out? How was Kate? Did the project complete on time? And they will tell you. And I've had clients just say, can I just talk to a previous client? And I'm like, I'd be happy if you did. Anyone. You can call anyone. And just look at the past reviews of a designer, and that will kind of give you an idea. But just doing research and just figuring out, there's a lot of people out there who say they're a master of everything and can't really finish on the main piece of it, which is the website. So we just say is, you know, we don't do everything, but we really focus in on web design. So for those people, it's just figuring out what works best for them, and just, you know, having that gut feeling that that person's going to work out, but also doing the research behind it, because there are a lot of people out there where I'd say almost 80% of our business is just finishing up and redesigning what should have been done properly the first time, all the time. I can't tell you how many times we have done it where it's like the customer comes to me and says, I don't know where I'm at, can you help me? I say, yep. And then we look into everything for them, give them kind of a proposal of everything, and they just are like, I try to educate the clients too, so they can understand where the process kind of went wrong last time and where it's not going to go wrong this time and how we do complete the whole process. So there's a lot out there, though. I totally agree. And I'm okay with just educating the client and just having a normal conversation. If it takes them a little bit time to, you know, kind of get to that yes answer, that is okay with us. And we just say, take your time, but we're ready to start when you have the comfort and ability to do so.
So do you believe that you have a particular look to what you do, or functionality that makes you kind of unique, like a sort of a signature, like an artist?
Yeah, I would say our logo is a kind of a signature. So I kind of say, having your signature design. But I would say is the main signature would be a completed design. I know that sounds maybe kind of silly, but a lot of people don't.
No, that would be nice for a company hiring you.
Even simple things like a privacy policy on your website. At terms of use or terms of conditions on your website. People don't even have that. That's something where it's kind of a signature mark that you know it's done properly if it has, compliance, if it has HIPAA regulations on it, if it has things that you need on there for a typical business, like your license number if you're a contractor. So kind of a signature mark would kind of be just the little things that make it so it looks like a professional company did it, not just, I got what I needed up there, and that sufficed for now, and we'll, kind of run back maybe a year from now. So it's really just the completion of the whole process, and everything from the little, legal stuff at the bottom to the whole design. So that kind of just kind of the whole process.
So where do you see the company going in the next two years, we'll say?
So we're growing very quickly, and we just brought on a few new people as well. So who all have very different and very great skills. So what I see it going is tailoring it towards companies that need a whole marketing strategy as well, but also could really use a company like ours to work with and have as a consulting person going forward, because a lot of people do the one and done stuff, and that's great, but we're looking for companies that really want to have a growth strategy with us continuing forward. With a strong team that is local, and we can visit them, and it is just really there for them and not just for, just kind of getting the payment and moving on.
Great. We've been speaking with Kate Stallings, owner of Kate Creative Media, out of Canton, correct?
Correct.
If somebody's looking for you and your services, how would they find you?
They can go to Google and they can search for katecreativemedia.com, or they can go to our Facebook page, which is just the company name as well, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, everything. We're everywhere. Or they can just, our office number is 781-755-8088, or they can call that as well, and we will be interested to speak with them. And if they have any questions, any web questions, we're always happy to answer those for them as well.
Great. And thanks also to Jim Farrell, who introduced you to us, PR First.
Yes. Thank you to him as well.
Right. And my name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stories of entrepreneurship right as soon as we can.